So how do you attract new business so you constantly don't have to chase it? Hi, I'm Mike Cuevas, the Real Estate Marketing Dude, and this podcast is all about building a strong personal brand people have come to know, like, trust, and most importantly, refer. But remember, it is not their job to remember what you do for a living. It's your job to remind them. Let's get started. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. Folks, what we're going to get into today is we're getting right into it. I know a lot of people right now, and the time of year it is and the buzz that's going on with this NAR settlement news, people are floundering. A lot of people are scared. I'm excited. Reason being is that there's opportunity where there's turmoil, and I don't see it any differently with this particular thing. And in particular, I'm going to scream it from the damn rooftops right now that if you don't embrace your brand and dial it in, you are fucking out of business. I guarantee it. You have to have a brand. But here's the problem.
What's a brand? What do you mean I have a brand?
Dude, your brand is how people know you. People overthink this. Your brand's your personality. It's your persona. It's the way that you act. It's what people makes you think of you. Like, if not, you're just a fucking empty shell. So you have to have a brand in this business. If you don't have a brand, you're not remembered. You're not top of mind. More importantly, your brand is going to be what your database and your SOI remembers and relates to. And if you don't have that and you don't have an SOI, you don't have a database, again, you're going to be out of business. The future of this business is going to be in cultivating, nurturing relationships and gathering your tribe and serving that tribe. That's, I guarantee you, that's what's going to happen. So what we got today is someone who's identified that in his own way, authentic to himself. We just met a couple minutes ago, but he's dialed into the military market. Like, he gets it. His whole brand is about military. If you see him on video right now, he's wearing it on his hat, his background behind, he's got some military gear there. Like, this guy, there's like even a soldier in the fucking right-hand corner right there, dude, right? Like, I get that he is all about military, and his brand is just coming out to me without him even saying a word yet. That's what having a brand is. And he's going to teach us something about today of how he's identified his, how it works, and why it's so important. So without further ado, let's go ahead and introduce our guest, Mr. Clint Jordan. Clint, what's up, dude?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man.
The intro as well, man. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you coming on the show here. Why don't you tell everyone where you're at, where you're from, tell a little bit about yourself, and then let's get into here. I got all kinds of questions for you today.
Yeah, right on, man. So I'm originally from Southern California, born in Inglewood, raised in Inglewood, Lakewood, high school, Riverside, joined the military at 23 years old, did 21 years and 10 months as a fireman. And the Air Force.
Thank you for your service.
You're very, very welcome. Five PCS moves, five or six, so military moves, seven or eight deployments, so a lot of overseas and getting to know the markets and people and places over there. I got here in Colorado in, I want to say 2012. Retired out of here in 17. Retired after 22 years and then picked up like three jobs, man. I went right into, I opened a gym. Me and the wife got a CrossFit gym, hence my CrossFit shirt. And
sure.
90% veterans and military people inside of that gym, right? We built it. Funny story there is everybody's like, hey, man, and we never owned a business, but like I said, I was in the military forever. And we started thinking about it. People like, you got to go up north, man. The money's up north, right? True. If you look at the Colorado Springs map of home prices and stuff, the further north you go, the more money there is, the further south, And I'm like, well, I don't want to do that shit up there because my veterans are here, right? Yeah. They're down south because the military base isn't going to build them. But we got the academy up there, but most of the time they're down where the money isn't. We literally put that thing right in the middle of the, I don't want to call it the ghetto, but definitely down south, dude.
Yeah. And it worked.
Built it 100% because it's the people that I wanted to attract, right?
Great. Well put. Love it.
But they wouldn't be my military folks. So built the gym. 17, got my real estate license, 17, worked for one of my old fire chiefs in 2017 and built the gym up the first year and then hammered down on real estate, man, and try to figure out exactly what you're talking about, the brand and, what is Clint, and instead of throwing big nets and wide casts, like, so.
Well, look, running a business, guys, is nothing more than discipline at the end of the day. So, like, even though you said you're not a business owner, I was the fucking worst business owner up until about 3 years ago because I wasn't disciplined and I was just like running around just shoot that down squirrel, just like most people in this business, right, in this industry. And that's good that you did it. Like, you just said something that's really important. I got to point back at that. Not about real estate, guys. Like, what he's talking about when he opened up his CrossFit gym. oftentimes this is the number one thing with brand. Okay. You don't create your brand. It's already been chosen for you by God. It's whom you are.
Right.
All right. And so often in real estate, people try to go become somebody that they're not. How many times you see people try to sell multi-million dollar homes and break into the luxury market, but yet they don't know a personal millionaire themselves. Right. And you cannot, like, it's very simple. Like, go read Josh Altman's book and he'll tell you how he got his first sale. It wasn't that he put himself in the room with where the millionaires are. And he'll tell you in the book that he got his first sale from literally eavesdropping in Starbucks and waiting for some rich dude. I think it was a football player, some athlete, talking about selling a house. Josh threw his coffee away, got in line with him, struck up a conversation, ended up getting a listing in Starbucks. That's how he did, because he put himself in that situation. So you can't fake your brand. He could have easily, Clint here could easily went and followed everyone's advice. Go by the rich people. But he knew what his tribe was, guys. And your brand is a reflection of your tribe. Okay. Clint knows his bros. He knows his peeps. It's the military, right?
Right.
That's your tribe, right? You just know that. So how did you instinctively know that when you started? Because it's only 2017. You haven't been, this isn't like you knew instantly that you were a military brand, right? Seems like it.
But yeah, 100%, dude. And then you're pushed and coached kind of different ways, right? Everybody's like, hey, man, you got to do this. You got to do that. And
put on a suit tie. You got to go door knock. You got to go do this. You got to make 20 calls a day. You got to do this. Yeah. You got to do that. It's like, bro, come on.
You know, when I got out of the military, I told myself I wasn't going to be a yes man anymore to anybody. 22 years, you got to say yes, right? You do it better than everybody. hey, man, do your uniform like this. Like, sweet. How do I do it better so I get a better, you know, ranking? And when I got out, I was like, hey, I don't want to say yes to anybody anymore. I don't want a fucking suit. I don't want a tie. I don't want to have to take a picture. If I have a little bit of scruff on my face, you know what I did it one day is I was in a Facebook group and I posted a picture with me and my dog, right? And I was like, hey, we're heading to a presentation, something. Some lady commented, and I've never had a beard. This is a 4-day because of the holiday. It's normally trimmed down.
That's like my problem. It takes me like a week to grow a little.
Yeah, this is 2 days. And I'm like, that was a weekend. But she said something about like, I needed to present myself different for my clients. And I said, look, lady, number one, you don't know who the fuck I am. Number two, you don't know who my client is.
Yeah.
And that moment I was like, I do. I know who I, and I know who my clients are too. So I just shifted at that moment, dude. And that was, I want to say 18 or something. Cause I didn't know, you know, I was like, do I wear a fancy shirt or do I have to, you know, what do we got to do here? And that moment when that lady said that stuff, I was like, man, lady, number one, you don't know me at all.
I love it.
Two, I do. And thank you for that, because now I know exactly where I need to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, the universe will point signs in the direction you're supposed to head, but it's usually the one that your gut tells you is the right answer, not the one that somebody else's opinion tells you what to do. It's always wrong.
If you're in a room and you feel very uncomfortable, and not because, I mean, sometimes you got to get in an uncomfortable situation to do things. So don't misunderstand that. But if you're in a room with people with suits and ties and you're not a suit and tie person, probably not the room you need to be in.
Yep.
Right, go find the other cornhole league or something where all your veterans are. Like, be in that room.
Yep. And this is like, I don't believe you can have brand without authenticity. You know, and what I mean by that is like, you can't fake it. Like, I could put on a suit, but I just like you said, I'd be uncomfortable. Like, dude, like, you look constipated, really.
Yeah. You see his eyes, right? Energy doesn't lie. Like, energy does not lie.
100%. All right. So walk me into this, 2018, you figure it out. You're like, all right, great.
Right.
First year in real estate's never fun, let's be honest, unless maybe it was for you, but for most people, it's not. It's usually a grind. You're building your business. That's welcome to entrepreneurialism, guys. But what happens then?
Yeah, so 17 was a tough year. Like I said, I got my license, literally transitioned out of the military. Ran up to Denver, got my license in a couple of weeks. The wife said, let's open this gym. So 17 officially was my first year, but I don't think I sold a single property. But I built our gym up to where we're in the green, and then 18 would be what Clint feels is his like true first year.
Sure.
Which wasn't much. Like you said, your first year in real estate's not the easiest thing. But then consistency, right? So all that I knew, because we didn't have all this AI, we didn't have all the coaching, we didn't have all the social, all I knew is what people said. I was like, man, just be consistent. Just tell people what you do, right? So that 18 year was that. And I was telling everybody that's on my Facebook and my Instagram, which are all veterans. And, you know, I literally had family reaching out. It was like, hey, man, we're going to have to stop following you if you don't quit posting about housing. And I'm like, well, all you're telling me is that you're not going to buy a house for me. So please, Uncle Frank, go ahead and unfollow me for a minute, because this next year is going to get nuts. Because all people are going to see is that. So 18 was literally that, man, was Like consistently, right? Consistency compounds. So it's just everyday grinding just to get who you are and your name out there and finding. Here,
I have questions for you on that because this is a problem that most people have. So you commit, you start making a lot of content on social, you're reminding people you're in real estate. You don't really know what you're doing, but you're sort of like just doing it. You just know consistency works, right?
Yep.
It didn't happen overnight, did it?
No, dude. So like I said,
walk them through that because this is so important because this happens with everybody. Walk them through what happened next because usually, guys, people like stop. Like you ever see that meme where like the guy's like underground and he's trying to like chisel away and he's just like an inch away from gold and he just turns around and stops. Like that is what happens like on social, guys, when you're just getting ready to build a brand. So walk us through that because it's usually that 0 to 90 to 120 days is my guess. But I don't know in your case. Walk us through that.
Yeah, and ours was a little bit, you're probably about right. Cause I had grinded for that first year of my gym. Right. So people in town kind of saw that. But once I started on the real estate side of things, man, we did an ad, dude. I was on a bus, a park bench. It was a digital ad, right? But I had my buddies calling me in California, like, bro, you're blowing up.
Yeah.
I like had sold two homes, dude, right? But
I love it. Brand, so man. Yeah.
It good. Started to compound at that point. And Correct. That was at about the probably 4 or 5 month mark. So those first 3 months is literally people saying, man, what, dude, can you quit posting so much?
Yeah.
Right? Turn off a little bit. I just turned on. I'm like, no, that just means it's working. But if you listen to like Grant Cardone or somebody's like, go. So I just went. But even with that, man, I was on it all day and I had already built up my gym for the last year. But it's still 4 or 5 months to before really I started noticing the ad thing and someone's like, bro, we see you. I'm like, good. Yeah. Right. But it wasn't until almost 19, dude, that Clint started selling 20, 30, 40 homes. All of 18, I think I did 6 transactions and I posted consistently 2 times a day for every day, every weekend, all of it. So none of it was traction, right? For the first 3, 4, 5 months, dude.
So for you guys listening, let me explain mathematically and scientifically why that's the case, okay? And I'm going to break down numbers for you mathematically because this is my Albert Einstein attempt at showing you this isn't just theory, okay? And what he's saying makes perfect sense, all right? So 18 to 19, let's just say it took him 12 months. But people started commenting around month 4, 5, 6. He's like, oh shit, it's working. But he doesn't see the money yet. He doesn't see the right. The business yet, right? You don't have the clients. You don't have, you're not swimming in the money yet. This is why, is because you have to tell someone 5 to 8 times before they remember fucking anything. This period.
Yeah.
That goes for like anything that I tell you. My kids tell me anything. Like my kids will probably tell me something like, daddy, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do that. I won't go in one ear out the other until you realize the 8th time, like, God, this really means something to them.
Right.
I mean something to you. Like, what do you guys think happens? And then here's the other part of it. So if you have to tell someone 7 to 8 times, well, only 10 to 15% of people see your shit on social media. Do the math. That's the algorithm says 15%-ish, 18%-ish on your personal shit. People see your content. That means not everyone always sees your content. Sometimes they might see your content in form of an email. Sometimes it might be a Facebook post, an Instagram following. Could be a direct mail piece. It doesn't matter. But at the same time, roughly 10 to 15% of the population moves each and every year. 10 to 15% of the population moves each and every year. So if you're a brand new agent, you're just starting up, you have to tell someone 5 to 8 times. How many times over a 6-month period do they see you 5 to 8 times? They actually remember that you're in real estate until it actually right. clicks. You cannot generate referrals from people. You don't generate referrals from strangers. You develop them. You generate them from relationships. And 100% of the people in Clint's network know someone that they can refer him to. But they didn't turn into a referral source until about 6 months until he programmed them to do so.
Correct.
Right.
And that's the right word too. Like people don't want to think that, but that's what it is.
100%.
The only thing I wanted people to think of in Colorado Springs was first of my gym, right? People are like, dude, you're nuts. You're Facebook Live and I'm like, sweet. Because all I want them to do is think Jim Clint. That's it.
Yeah.
And so we just powered through, man, just post after
that
post.
Worked. After post.
100%. And the first, yeah.
So you're telling me the same way you blew up your gyms, the same way you blew up your real estate business.
100%.
This isn't a real estate strategy, guys. This is all personal branding.
100%. And we're about to open a dark cornhole place at the same exact personal brand, right? It's just, like I said, consistency compounds, dude. And you got your numbers right, too. People think, man, I post once or twice a month. And I'm like, but to who? Like, who do you think?
Yeah,
I don't remember yesterday.
Here's why. Like here's my whole thing, you guys. I'm gonna take us for a small commercial break and buy my shit. We literally just create a software that does this for you, referral suite. Okay, and what it does is it sends out one direct mail piece a month. Why? Because the direct mail is a 100% receivership rate, but you're only gonna have 100 people you're farming. You send out 1 to 2 video emails a month. Why? Because you're going to get a 40% open rate. And then on social media, we say you have to post. I give you all the content to post. You have to do 12 posts a month. Why? Because now one's going to see them. They're going to see one or two of them. Like, it's the compound effect of being everywhere all the time. And then if you really want to put this thing on steroids, you turn up, you do a couple of videos, and you fucking farm your database with videos on social media, and you're done. That's it.
easy as easy can be, right? And people just overthink the heck out of it.
Well, know why they overthink the heck out of it is because there's so many gurus and technology companies that have another interest in mind, and they really take you down these things. And no lead generation has ever stood the test of time in real estate. The only form of real estate lead generation or marketing that's ever stood the test of time in real estate, no matter what shift, the 08 shift, the 10, the 11, the 12s, is the one that has the biggest personal brand, because real estate is nothing more than one giant fucking popularity contest.
100% correct, dude. 100% correct.
Good shit. Let's go into this, because now here's my next question is that you're developing audiences and you're building these the CrossFit gym. So how much business comes out of that gym?
Yeah, so a lot. Here's what we did with that gym too, right? So we went into the gym with two mindsets. One, I have a Hero Health project thing we launched officially this year. But when we opened the gym, I truly wanted to find a way to fund the gym for free for all my veterans and military people in town.
Awesome.
Right? So how do we make CrossFit Bonnie and Clyde absolutely free to everybody? So what we started doing was giving free one-year memberships to any of our clients, right? So you come in, we promote the heck out of it. Everybody knows about the gym. Now we have 150 gym clients. Well, 150 of those become my real estate clients, right?
Any given time. Hold on 1 second. We got to back up, because a lot of people would think you're crazy. Now, you're giving away, was this to fuel the real estate business on purpose?
Yeah.
So you knew you could give away free gym memberships, but no other gym membership could do this. So that was your loss leader.
Correct. Let's call it $1,500 a year, right? So
done. I'll spend $1,500 on a relationship. What's the ROI 100%. In that?
Correct, right? Because he's going to be with us for... So yeah, your one-year gym membership is right around $1,500. So initially when I was doing that, people were like, bro, you're crazy, dude. You're giving away all these free gym memberships.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you not understand math and relationships? And because we're building, because my whys in my life are my veterans, fitness and health and family. So if I get you as a client, and I give you a free gym membership, then the most important thing to me is our health and fitness and stuff. Me and my wife are way in that area. So now I got you for 12 months at least, right? If you're there for 12, you're not going to leave us anytime soon. Our gym is pretty cool. Yep. But now I get you for that. Then I get you telling your friends about our gym. And then, oh, by the way, my gym owner dude's a realtor. He's one of the best ones in town, and he gives you a free membership.
So here's the math. Let's do the math on the 150 members, guys, just to show you the shit works. Out of the 150 members, 15 to 22 and a half of them, technically, statistically, we're moving each and every year. Okay. So what was the average sales price in your market?
487, I think, today.
So let's just say you get, is it safe to say that at least 18 of your gym members bought or sold a house with you last year?
Yeah.
Okay. So 18 times 400,000 was a $10,000 commission. So 18 times 180 grand in commissions. That's just the direct business. I'm not counting the referrals yet.
Yeah, yeah, that's not the friend stuff, right?
Yeah, that's not the friends and family members and all that. So that's like the lawsuit. There goes your zero out for the gym. Is that fair?
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Everything else is gravy.
Yep.
Love it, dude. This is fantastic. Good. Folks, did you file the math on this? I'm writing it down on my... this is a perfect example of how he's doing it, like, with a gym. But why can't you do this with your church? Why can't you do this with your PTA hot dog day at the kids' school? Why can't you do this, like, coach your kids' football games or something? Why can't you do this in your neighborhood? Why can't you start a wine club, a cigar club, a car club? Why can't you start whatever your passion is and just galvanize a fucking group of people around it?
So your key word, not only is that passion, dude, right? If we know what that is, call it your passion, call it your whys, call it your pillars, whatever that is. If you could nail that down, I have three, right? I don't believe it just needs to be one. But if you could find that and then just funnel everything into that. One, you're going to be you're giving yourself all the happiness you need, right? It makes Clint happy to help veterans.
Yeah.
It makes Clint happy to work out at the gym. Well, now I get the veterans at my gym and I get them all as clients on both fronts. So my gym is doing well. My other one is family, right? I need money to make my family work, right? We like to go on vacation. We don't have super extravagant stuff, but I don't like to need or want more money. I need to, be comfortable in the place that we're at. So then it feeds my other why, right? So my family's being taken care of by these. My heart is fulfilled because we're in that fitness world and we're helping veterans all the time. And then if we can get to the place where we really want to go, which is the Hero Health Project, then, and again, we're super close to this, but if we could fund our gym totally for free here in the Springs through real estate, right? And then we copy and paste that in every other town. You know how easy it is to find funding for a commercial building, right? Hey, I need $1 million to build a gym in XYZ town.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, I've already got realtors that I know, like, and trust.
Plus, you got veterans that'll run it. Yeah, this is perfect.
Correct. Now we have a team there of all veterans and military spouses in Orlando with another Hero Health Project gym.
You're just doing expansion teams, man. This is great. Walk me through the Hero Health Project, and I want to hear more about this. So what is the Hero Health Project?
It is funding health and fitness facilities for free for veterans and families. We are starting here, and again, we're super close. It's literally just me and the wife. We're not a nonprofit or any of that stuff. So we're literally taking, like I said, we still give the one free membership away. Mm-hmm. We've doubled down on that, and we give another one to Mount Carmel Veterans Center in town. So we did an MOU with these guys. So now that Mount Carmel, all knows who Clint and Lisa are as realtors, and then as gym owners, right? So we get some clients from that, and then we give them the same, like I said, a $1,500 gym membership to give to a veteran who can't afford it.
Love it.
So ultimately, if we could do that here, then we just package it. And like I said, then we go to Orlando. I have a Mill Estate network where I've got two really cool Orlando agents that I already have built relationships with.
Love it. Building the healthy way to buy and sell real estate. Like it. This is really good. So see how, like, I love when I see agents, like, and they'll build, like, these initiatives. I've seen people do this in the give back projects. Like, they'll give back a portion of their commissions to charity or whatever. I've seen people do this with animals, like sponsor a dog, save a dog, yeah, with every closing they get. But in either case, I've never not seen anyone not crush it on that, even if they're a nincompoop. Like, right, you don't even have to be the smartest tool and the sharpest tool in the shed. Like, it, because people will galvanize around you just because they'll follow you for how you do business, not what you do. There's a guy out in California. He's the rapping realtor. He's awesome. Oh, like, you see him, he's always rapping. He's like, bah, bah, bah. Like, I'm like, dude, that works. Like, that's great.
Yeah. I would use you as my realtor, dude.
I would too. Like, you know, because people will connect to that individual, and that the relationship you have with people is going to be the difference in the future to having that buyer be like, oh, I just saw this thing on the news and I don't want to pay you X amount out of dollars. Because I guarantee you, in Clint's world, the people that are using him also have the same passion, and they're not going to question his buyer's agent fee because they know what's being done with it.
Correct.
And I don't know if you're doing that on purpose or not. I'm sure you have, you know, a little bit, but it doesn't matter. It's going to play towards your route. Cause it's just whom you are. Just God's way of rewarding you, I believe. But just that good things happen to good people, man. When you give back, things always come back to you, but that's the Christian in me. Speaking
of our
motto.
Yeah. That's us too, man. Give, 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 like give as much as you can. People are like, bro, you do, like, you give everything. I'm like, cool. Use it.
Yeah. Well, it comes back. It always does. That's why the world works the way it does.
Yeah. And people are like, man, you know, people look at money kind of different. Like, I want a Lamborghini at some point, right? I had a picture of a white one in my room as a kid. but when we work hard, man, we do a lot of cool things and we keep building and growing. And then ultimately it's like, I want more so I could do and give more. If I don't have anything, and then I don't have a lot to give, right? If I didn't work hard and I didn't make $200,000, then I wouldn't have any of that to give to help grow a network that helps more veterans, right? So my focus and my passion, man, is like, how much can we do inside of those three whys, right? And just keep growing, because then we can continue to give and build. And then there's 50 Hero Health Project gyms across the nation that are free for, you know, hundreds of thousands of veterans and their families.
Yeah. What do you feel? And you got all kinds of legs with this thing. I mean, I see future veteran housing here. I see, you know, like all that stuff, like tiny homes for vets. Like, you have communities of this shit. I bet you that's in your plans, but I could see all that coming to fruition with this dude. This is awesome. But look, guys, this is what it's, you have to start with the passion first, because if not, like, honestly, who's going to have the energy to go out and do this? Like, you can't fake this. If you didn't really have the passion, you wouldn't be able to actually front this. Like, nobody would. Oh, yeah. And so what do you say to the person out there right now that's like, oh, fuck, I don't have anything I'm passionate about? Because that's a 90% of the people that are listening to this right now are saying.
Well, number one, I think they're full of shit. And I don't mean that about nine. I just think they haven't thought through it, right? First coach that I got, our first drill will say, we need to find these. You're a realtor and. Like, what is your and? What is your why? What is – everybody has them. I host a TV show. It's called The American Dream TV. Mm-hmm. It's ran out of San Diego. Yeah,
Craig Suing lives right down the street.
Craig's my dude, man, right? So I'm here in Colorado, and when I jump on and semi-coach some of the people with that, my first thing is I'm like, look, Clint, 20 years ago, I would be the only realtor that anybody at the baseball field knew. I would be – my American Dream TV show would be about the snack bar mom, about the head umpire, about the nacho lady, about the cool team mom who did weird things with oranges. Yeah. Like, that would be it. That's my passion, dude. Like, every single parent there would know how much I cared about their kids when I'm coaching them, when we're umping. So everybody has something, right? Everybody's got a why, or else find it if you don't. Like, you owe it to yourself to go find that thing. Because if you don't have one of them, then you're not really truly – you can't possibly be super happy in life. So find it, and then just triple down on that thing. Like, our focus, and like you said a little while back, was like, if you didn't truly believe in it, then you wouldn't have the energy to go through it, right? That motivation sucks and it fails you all the time. So it has to be from in here. So if my calendar is full of a million things and we time block it and it's veteran health and fitness or family, I got all the energy in the world, dude. I'm up at 4:30. I hit my ice bath, hit the gym, home by 7, and we're rolling. And it's the same amount every day because it's one of those buckets. It's my why, right? So find that.
Yeah. I mean, basically I used to do a lot of branding and stuff. I still do, like, I'm not in the real estate industry as much anymore, but I'm doing a lot of attorney video marketing and stuff. And, you know, and I've done so many of these when I had to create, like, somebody's video series, like, what the fuck does that person talk about? Right. How do I figure out? And here's how I do it is that, like, when I have to build a video strategy for somebody, that person who's doing the videos has to be comfortable doing them. Right. They have to be happy. Like, cause the only time videos work is when you're smiling, is how I say it. If you're not smiling on your videos, then you're constipated and you're doing them the wrong way. Right.
Right.
So, how do I do that? Is the first question I ask people is this, and I'll ask you guys the same for whoever's listening. What would you do if you won the lotto, but you couldn't travel? No airports are closed. So you won the lotto, but money is not an issue anymore. And whatever you would do with the answer to that question is probably where you should start.
Right. Now that makes perfect sense.
You know, because
I would start in that veteran community, right? Exactly that. I'd be like, sweet, how many veterans do we have here that are homeless?
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah.
Everyone has one. And once you start with that question, you reverse engineer and be like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We do that. The other way to look at it is like, what do you do on the weekends? That's the second question. I sort of combine them. And then between the answer to those two questions, I'm usually able to be like, all right, this is how this person should communicate, or whatnot. And that's ultimately what it is. You guys have to, it's not about telling people what you do. It's about reminding them what you do. Yeah. And when you can remind them through media, through brand, through content, through action, it always works. Like, he's doing it in multiple businesses. This isn't a real estate thing.
Right.
Is it? No. Yeah.
No, but
I don't, if you're a dentist, a chiropractor, it doesn't matter. An attorney, a real estate agent, a mortgage broker, fucking landscaper. I don't care who it is. I saw a landscaping company. What was it? They had like the best branding. Another air conditioner company I saw had the best sign ever. It said, "Your wife is hot. Get AC." Like, I thought that was like awesome, right? Like, it's genius, right? You can't but that branding is all over the billboards, right? So there's that one thing you have. Find out what that is. Clint, what other closing thoughts you want to add to the listeners here?
I think one of the most important things for me personally was getting away from that whole big net theory, right? Like, in all of your marketing, all of your branding, like, you got to drill down to your why or whys, your ands, you know, I'm a Clint and, what do I do? And then once you do that, truly, like, hammer down on that, like, double down, triple down, everything should go towards that. Get away from the big net, because those people aren't your clients or your customers or whatever anyways, right? If you're not truly in the veteran, I'll still try to buy or sell your house, but like, our communications aren't going to be the same. We're not going to have the same amount of fun in it. So tighten up that brand, tighten up your focus, and then throw the smaller net. Right. Get those people that you truly want to work with.
I like the word recon for you in your media series. If you guys created like a recon neighborhood series, it'd be fun.
Do that.
Like, you just recon out like on all these different networks. Like, I don't know. There's something there. I'm just thinking out loud, looking at your website and whatnot. I'm trying to fucking brand them right now. Like, dude, this guy doesn't need any help, but this is great, dude. I got my mind's racing. Great job, dude. This is awesome. Folks, I hope you take a lot out of this show, and thank you for listening to another episode. If you guys want to check out the stuff that we're doing here, I mentioned it earlier on the show, please check out our software. We're just releasing it in April. It's been a 10-year track to build this fucking thing. It's finally ready, and I'm ready to, I think it's the perfect timing for it too. So that is referralsuite.com. We help you farm your database, your relationships of people with content, so they stop forgetting who you are and start sending you their friends, family, and referrals instead. Clint, awesome show. Appreciate it, dude. This is good. I'm going to talk to you in a minute about some other stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
But appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you for watching another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. If you need help with video or finding out what your brand is, visit our website at www.realestatemarketingdude.com. We make branding and video content creation simple and do everything for you. So if you have any additional questions, visit the site, download the training, and then schedule time to speak with a dude and get you rolling in your local marketplace. Thanks for watching another episode of the podcast. We'll see you next time.